You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Casey Gay Williams, president of the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, into the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Thank you.
This is your normal slot, our fourth Wednesday of the month, to get an update on everything happening with the Chamber of Commerce. And it's a busy time of year.
Whoa, I want to tell you, it certainly is. We have a lot of great things going on. And one of the first things I want to let everyone know is, you know, 2020 was a crazy year, but we had a lot to celebrate. When we looked back over the year, we had done a lot of things differently. We had connected people, connected information, and so we couldn't have our annual awards, which we have normally done in February to celebrate the year. So we did something a little different, and this is our official Eastern Shore Chamber annual awards week.
I was wondering, I'm getting emails to congratulations, and I thought, wait a minute, I thought this was supposed to be in an awards banquet.
And normally it would be, but, you know, I think it's kind of apropos for 2020 that we are doing our annual awards for that year a little differently. So we kicked it off this past Monday with what we call Pass the Gavel, and it's a video, and it spotlights our outgoing board members, Paige Moore and Ed Hamily. Greg Strawn passes the gavel to Scott Tripoli, our new chairman. And it's really a fun video. It's a spoof on Zoom, which was, you know, kind of all consuming. And so
is anybody in their underwear?
No. Thank heavens.
That's funny.
But
so how do we find this video?
You can go to Eastern Shore Chamber Facebook page, and they're lining up, because after that on Monday, then we had our Community Service Award winner and our Ambassador of the Year posted on Tuesday.
Would you like to announce who any of these are while we're here this morning?
Okay. Our Community Service Award is Randon Carnathan, who has a State Farm Insurance office at the Eastern Shore Center.
Okay.
And then Deborah York Salisbury was our Ambassador of the Year. We surprised her completely. She showed up at Soul Caffeine thinking we were just going to have a chat. And so that was fun. We did try to have an element of surprise there.
Good.
And then Barbara Karninsky is one of our award winners for all the work she does for the chamber and the community. So you can see her award this morning. So we will have an award every day this week through Friday.
And I'm looking at my email here, Nonprofit of the Year Service Award. There's a big variety, and you're going to, as you mentioned, release one each year. And if we're not on your email list, we can find it all on the Eastern Shore Chamber Facebook page.
You know, I have to make a correction. Randon Carnathan was our Young Professional of the Year.
Okay.
And Barbara Karninsky is our Community Service Award winner of the year for 2020. So let me clarify that. Yes.
I'm still impressed, because they're all coming off the top of your head. Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
You've also got the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast coming up.
Yes. That's last year was our first event that we truly had to completely reimagine. And we did a Facebook Live of the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast with the mayors and other elected officials. And because we wanted to celebrate the National Day of Prayer, and we didn't want to, you know, just let that day go past. Mm-hmm. So this year, we are back at the first Thursday morning in May. It's May 6th. Doors open at 7. We try to be finished at 9. We have our three mayors. We have we celebrate their city clerks as part of that. And then we have a speaker, Liz Henley, this year, who is amazing and has an incredible story that she will share with us. And so we are very much looking forward to celebrating. We are we're making efforts to social distance, not have everybody, you know, packed in too tight. So we are not having as many tickets for sale, and we are getting very close to being sold out.
May 6th, this next week.
Yes, I know. How did that happen?
So you have a few tickets left. What should folks do?
Call the office at 928-6387.
928-6387.
Yes. If you're a chamber member, you can go to eschamber.com and you can register online. So also all of our Digital Newsletters also has a place on there to register, so you should get one every Monday morning. You can click on register and get signed up.
Very good. We're speaking with Casey Gay Williams, president of the Eastern Shore Chamber, here this morning on WABF. It is 8:29. Also, there's a couple of more events next week.
Yes, we have a lot going
on. Not to put
too
much on yourself.
We have started something new, and we really rolled this out this month, and it's called Small Groups. We're looking for shared interest, not necessarily a business interest, but a shared interest so that you have a different cross-section of people as part of the small group. So, for instance, last week was our first networking at noon. We have a restaurant reserved in Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope. And then you just register for the restaurant. So if you wanted to have lunch at Sunset Point that day, you just registered and you showed up, and you had eight people that also registered. And so it's a new group that maybe you wouldn't have talked to maybe at one of the other networking events. And it was so well received. Everybody loved it. Everybody made new connections.
So you don't really know who's going to show up.
You don't.
Okay.
And so that was very popular. Everybody that attended enjoyed it. And our next small group is our Ladies Night. Now, we are searching for a fun name for Ladies Night. But right now, we're just calling it Ladies Night.
So is that going to be a recurring?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to have networking at noon every month. We're going to do a ladies event every month. Some will be small. Some will be large. Some will be in between. We may do like a wine tasting or an olive oil tasting. We may have an art class. So this is a way for women to network while doing something fun and enjoyable.
Okay.
You know, because we are all so busy.
Are we going to learn how to do the lawn? It's at JBT Power.
Yes. This was a great.
My fiance just taught me how to use the weed eater. I'll be glad to help.
You should never learn that, because then you have to do it.
I know.
So JBT Power, we were at a business after hours, and I said, you know, we're doing some ladies' night thing, so we ought to have a tool time for girls. And JBT Power just ran with it. There's going to be a taco truck. It's senoritas and margaritas. It's Cinco de Mayo. It's from 5 to 7 next Wednesday, May the 5th. And they're doing a tractor obstacle course for us. And well as...
A tractor obstacle course?
Yeah. Isn't that great?
That sounds dangerous.
Yes, but margaritas, tractors, I don't know. It could be epic. So... our ladies are invited. We do ask that you call the office, 928-6387, or go to our weekly wake up and register so that we can let JBT Power know how many people are coming. Of course, at the last minute, if you can drop by, we're certainly not going to throw you out, but it's 5 to 7. Don't have to come the whole time. You can come early.
And that's May 5th next week.
May 5th, next Wednesday.
Okay.
So this is kicking off in great form, Ladies Night. Not for the guys. Although we've had several ask if they could just come hang out with us, and we're like, sorry, no.
We're
going to talk girl talk.
That's funny. And as if the week wasn't busy enough with the mayor's prayer breakfast next week and this ladies' night next week, you've still got business after hours on the first Thursday of the month.
I call the first Thursday in May the longest chamber day of the year, because we are at the Civic Center like at 6:30, and then we get home about 8:30 after business after hours. But it's a great day, and it's always a lot of fun. Jubilee Suites in Fairhope is our host for business after hours in May. It's May 6th from 5 to 7. RSVP register. Even though there's no charge, this helps us know how to manage and how many people are coming, and you know, it just in
yeah, because
still
you've got food and refreshments.
Food and refreshments. Yes. Okay. And also we want to be sure that we have enough space to, you know, be socially distanced at an acceptable level. But Jubilee Suites, 5 to 7. That's on North Mobile Street in Fairhope. Again, you can call the office or go to our weekly wake up and register there. So, next week, we're going to take our vitamins.
And then you'll need a vacation. But
yes.
You can't, because you've got Friday night, May 7th, another small group.
Yes, this was actually the first small group that formed, and this is our third meeting. It's a small group over bourbon and cigars. And this was the very first one. It started kind of tongue-in-cheek, and then our Young Professional of the Year, Randon Carnathan, sent out invitations, called Daphne Downtown Cigars and said, hey, we'd love to have a group come, and they were glad to have us. And so it was really cool because we had people from that had retired all the way to young professionals in their 20s. So that was the whole purpose, this, you know, shared interest that brings different groups together than mm-hmm. you might normally see at some of our other morning marketing meetings or networking at noon. I mean, at business after hours. So this is a way, especially if you're not comfortable in a big group just yet, or maybe that's just not your comfort level, is to walk into a, so the small groups are taking off. We're very excited about it. It's something really new and
you've got another one that's going hiking in Blakely State Park.
Yes.
That looks like fun. You've got the Young Professionals group and then the morning marketing meetings.
Yes.
And the morning marketing meetings are the third Thursday of each month, right?
From 8 to 9, and they rotate. This one, this month, on the 20th, will be at the Nick Center in Fairhope, and then we'll go back to Prodigy Pantry, Daphne Senior Center. So we rotate between the three cities so that everybody has an opportunity to attend.
And for those listening thinking, wow, this is really great, I should look into joining the chamber, whether you're an at-home business as an individual or whether you're a big corporation.
Absolutely.
It's affordable and obviously beneficial, especially when it comes to networking and connections.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And tools of information.
Yes, lots of tools, lots of information. You can call the chamber office, at, again, 928-6387, or go to eschamber.com. We're working on our new website, and so now you can fill out your membership application and actually pay online, or just give us a call. We're happy to do it. I'd love to sit down and meet with anybody that's interested in being a new member,
okay.
or Allison Mezick, who is our membership. So we want to sit down and make sure we're of value to you. And lastly, I do want to be sure I talk about the Young Professionals Trivia Night, which is Thursday, May the 20th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Timber Creek Golf Club, and it benefits the Spanish Fort Public Library Summer Reading Program. This allows them to have the money for the materials for their summer reading program, and so this is something that we really enjoy raising money for. And you can have a trivia team of four, and I believe it's $150. You can sign up online, and you can also, again, call the chamber office, call one of the young professional board members. We'll get you connected, but trivia night is a whole lot of fun, and it'll be at Timber Creek, and I hope people will support this reading initiative for Spanish Fort Library.
Sounds great. Y'all are so involved, I'm tired just thinking about it all. But nevertheless, thank you for what the Chamber does for our, not just Fairhope, not just Daphne, Spanish Fort, but the whole Eastern Shore community as a whole. And we encourage you once again, eschamber.com.
Yes.
Or 928-6387. 928-6387. And of course, check if you don't already like the Eastern Shore Chamber on Facebook. Please do, so that you can see everybody that is well-deservedly receiving awards.
Yes.
In the awards week.
We're very excited to get to, we have our Small Business Award coming up. I mean, we're excited to be able to share this because we've been working on this for quite some while. Well, Denise, our communications director, has really been working on these videos for some time. So we're very excited to have this out and to let everybody celebrate their award.
She's done a great job. And, you know, during the COVID, she personally went to a lot of different chamber members to video them and help keep the word out about them when so many of us were kind of sort of shut in. It was just a wonderful touch to keep in touch with the community and let folks know that.
And we'll be going back to our small business support, Eastern Shore Small Business Group, as soon as we get our new website launched. We've now launched annual meeting. Our new annual magazine just was delivered this week. So we've had a lot of really big projects, but we do plan to support small Eastern Shore videos. We'll be coming
again,
back in the near future.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Casey Gay Williams, president of the Eastern Shore Chamber. If you missed part of this interview, you can listen to it later, usually posted by lunchtime today. It's at WABF1480.com.